What if the Avengers initiative never took place and all the core Avengers were killed one by one before Loki arrived? Hey guys, my name is Rohit Sonavane and this is a review of the third episode of Marvel series What If. Let's get to the good stuff. The third episode corrects the pacing problem that the first two episodes of What If have been plagued with. Despite the story covering multiple days, it still has enough breathing room for the characters and the plot. Unlike the previous entries, this episode is not in a hurry to explain its plot away. Because the story is divided into 5 different sections or 5 different days, the gap between those sections helps the audience ease into the story. The distinction that is created in between these sections also helps break the momentum in a useful way. This creates a modulation of high and low intensity of plot as the story goes on. Another reason this episode has a good pacing is because, unlike the first episode, it does not try to compress a 90-minute movie into a 30-minute one. Despite being based on a premise that exists already in the MCU, it tells its own story. It is thus not constrained by any restriction that a past MCU project imposes on it. One of the best things I liked about this episode was its structure. As I said, the story is divided into 5 distinct parts. That is the 5 days of the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, that neatly aligns with different acts and plot points of the story. Monday and Friday serve as prologue and epilogue for the episode, whereas Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday act as 3 distinct first, second and third act of the story. It was a simple but brilliant narrative tool that was used in this episode. The concept of this episode itself is quite intriguing. What if all the core original Avengers died before Loki arrived on Earth? The showrunners did a great job by seizing this opportunity and turning this episode into a murder mystery. Nick Fury plays a detective as his most ambitious project starts falling apart in front of his eyes. The Avengers Initiative, a list of all the superheroes that he had collected, start dying one by one. We get to see Nick Fury's character as he was in the original MCU. His portrayal in this episode is almost similar to how he was in Captain America 2, The Winter Soldier. Although Nick Fury utilizes Natasha and Coulson's help in solving this mystery, it is front and center Nick Fury's show. The show carefully leads us on this journey of murder mystery and makes us invested in finding who really killed all those Avengers. The audience participation is accentuated by the fact that we already know the world of MCU. We actively try to guess who the killer can be based on all the movies that tell the stories that precedes Avengers 1. Overall, a fantastic execution based on an excellent concept. I also like that this episode took itself seriously. Unlike the first episode, where Captain America 1's narrative was turned into a jolly good time for a lead with minimal stakes, this episode has a serious tone to it with life-altering and life-threatening stakes. In Captain Carter's episode, we already knew what would happen. The Nazis and Hydra were obviously not going to win, so the story was set in its way. In this story, however, all the main players, that is the main core Avengers, die early on. Thus, the episode can explore itself in meaningful ways that is wildly different from what it is based on. Also, unlike the first episode where they completely changed the core character of Agent Carter from a serious and grown-up woman to carefree acting girl with mannerisms of a teenage girl, they kept the character of Nick Fury intact. Nick Fury does not turn into a jolly good fellow with wide eyes and huge smile. No, he was put in a difficult situation and he dealt with it in the similar manner as how he behaved in the original MCU. A grown man with the weight of the world on his shoulders and the power of S.H.I.E.L.D. behind him. Thankfully, in the character department, the show has made huge changes as compared to the first episode. It is always nice when the original actors voice their characters in animated shows. Mark Ruffalo, Tom Hiddleston, Samuel L. Jackson voicing their characters was a welcome treat. I also like the big, wide establishing shots of landscapes with the watcher in the sky watching. It gave the show an eerie feeling of belonging to a world with strange possibilities. One complaint though I have about this show is its animation style. It fails to deliver on creating expressive emotions. This was most visible when Natasha gets the news over the phone that Barton died. There was no emotion that could be shown on Natasha's face. They tried to hide her eyes from the frame by obscuring it under the dark sunglasses. Overall, the episode was fantastic, a great concept and an excellent execution. So that was my video on the third episode of What If. If you like this video, give it a thumbs up. And I'll see you in the next one. Bye.